Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swigger. How was your weekend? How was your Monday? Hope it went well for you. We're going to be getting you caught up with the best technology news that happened on Saturday, Sunday, and even yesterday, too. But before we do that, let's announce the date, shall we? Okay, it's the 22nd of August, 2017. Like I was saying, getting you caught up with the best technology news that happened over the last 3 days. Coming your way in about 5 minutes, maybe a little bit longer today, okay? All right. It is official now. Google's Android O is officially Oreo. Damn, that sounds good right about now, doesn't it? I don't know about you. Nice whole glass of milk and Oreo cookie. Oh, sorry, I'm off subject. Let's get back to the operating system. Yes, after so much speculation and rumors, we know what it's going to be called. Who knew? It could have been oregano. Who knew? Of course, in typical Google fashion, what better day to announce your new operating system than the day of a total eclipse across the U.S. of A? Now, to make everything official, Google has made a licensing deal with Mondelez International. That's the parent company of the Oreo brand. So everything's on the up and up. In other words, Google said, we're going to use Oreo. Oreo said, okay, how much money are you going to give us? Google says, we're going to give you a lot of money. And Oreo said, okay, cool. You can do whatever the hell you want with it. As far as where we're going to be seeing Oreo, well, it's expected to hit the Pixel devices first. Then it'll be followed by Nexus and then, of course, all the capable Android One devices. Went a little funky with Plex over the weekend. They changed their privacy policy and everybody kind of went, excuse me? Now we all love Plex. I use Plex. It's a very much appreciated media server. However, though, their privacy policy changes actually started out with that they say, yeah, we'll collect and share details about what you're streaming. Excuse me? Now Plex said they were going to use all these statistics basically to pass it on to other companies and, you know, basically help make Plex better for you. The key word there, as I said, were. Yeah, Plex is back tracked on this now. Mind you, however, though, it's still there. You can now, however, though, opt out of it. So, yes, Plex caved in and they actually listened to its users. Now the ball is in your court to decide, do you want to share data or you don't? Let me guess, I probably already know that answer. Holy moly, this took forever and nobody could figure out why. But it finally has arrived. It's Bluetooth on Google Home. Oh my goodness. A feature that's been missing and people couldn't figure out why for so many months now. You might remember it was actually mentioned that it actually would support Bluetooth streaming way back in May at the Google I.O. conference. And months went by, and still nothing. Finally, though, the update is official, and that means Google Home owners can now stream local music, podcasts, and streaming services that may not be supported yet on their Google Home device, aka Apple Music. Now, if you haven't got the update yet, don't panic. It's gradually rolling out, as Google's stating here. So if you don't have it today, you probably have it in the next few days. Been setting aside some cash or bitcoins or whatever how you save your money nowadays. Wanting to get that new Xbox One X? Well, pre-orders have started. And there's actually a little special one in the mix called Project Scorpio Edition. Yeah, you might remember that was actually the project name for the Xbox One X. Apparently, Microsoft says, they'll take advantage of that now. Pre-orders are starting at $499, so hopefully you did set aside enough bitcoins. But if you want the Project Scorpio Limited Edition, I hope you set aside a few more than you did already. As when you pre-order it, when will you actually see it? Well, you'll see the Project Scorpio edition sometime around November 7th. There's also a Shadow of War bundle, too, that's supposed to arrive October 10th. And finally, I thought we'd end our and finally today with the Lager News. Yeah. You feel safe in your car? Well, as long as it's from about 1967, you probably should. But if it's anything in the past few years, this might spook you. Why? Well, that's because hackers seem to be able to disable cars, at least the more recent ones, airbags, and other safety systems. Oh, boy. This is all according to the researchers from the security firm Trend Micro. Yeah, you might remember those people. Basically, what they've seen is there's a flaw when you have a network-connected car, and they could pretty much grab a hold of it, compromising the key systems in the vehicle, including all its safety aspects. Safety aspects, like I said, the airbags, or even the anti-lock braking system. Oh boy, that's very comforting. However, However, though, we can all calm down a little bit. The report also added that he or she would have to be sitting right next to you, too, to be able to accomplish all this. Though we know how technology moves, it might be Hollywood before we know it. They'll just be right behind us doing all this crap to us. In the meantime, just turn to your co-pilot and say, "Excuse me, Janice or Jim, can you please turn my brakes back on? Thanks." If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our official website that's been completely redesigned. It looks so slick now. If you haven't seen it, go on over there and check it out for yourself. Podcasts are over there. Of course, the blog is still up and running. Review sections there, too. And all the links to all of our little social media things as well. Donation tab. Yes, you can do that via paypal.me/BritishTech if you love what we're doing here at BTN. Your donations would be greatly, greatly appreciated to keep everything up and running here at the BTN Network. Yes, also, I was talking about social media. We're on Facebook, British Tech Network. We're on Instagram now, British Tech Network. We're on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our Slack room, that's the best place to be, and that's where we want you to be. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. Come on over and join our community. The news show will be back for your Wednesday Hump Day edition. We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a good Tuesday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.